From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The eye of Hurricane Dennis came ashore just east of Pensacola, Florida, a little before 2:30 this afternoon, local time. The storm was blamed for at least 20 deaths in Haiti and Cuba. But after it hit those islands, Dennis weakened substantially. As it crossed the Gulf of Mexico, the storm gathered strength to a powerful Category 4 storm. Then, just before coming ashore today, winds again diminished. Hurricane Dennis was a compact storm, still at its strongest. Four-story high waves splashed over seawalls. The local power company says its more than 400,000 customers may be without electricity for several weeks. Florida's Governor Jeb Bush has asked his brother, the president, to declare the region a disaster area. Sandra Averhart is the news director of member station WUWF in Pensacola.
Right now, just looking out the window here, it's very calm. The winds have really died down, and there's no rain right now.
Well, you were there when the hurricane passed through. What was it like?
Well, and that wasn't all that long ago. And it seemed to come rather suddenly, but the trees were swaying in the wind, really bent over, almost as if to blow over. Debris was blowing by. The rain was blowing sideways. It whipped up pretty hard for about 45 minutes.
Any word of damage?
I am hearing that an unofficial report out of Tallahassee that there was a death in Walton County, but that was prior to the storm and related to evacuation. Other than that, I'm not hearing of any fatalities or injuries. We've heard reports of trees down and some flooding, but overall it's really too early to get an assessment.
So what are officials telling people now? I mean, is there anything like an all clear?
There is no all clear. Right before the storm, all of the bridges were closed, and the word was put out that there would be dusk to dawn curfews in many communities. And the governor and others in our local communities have said, don't get out there. Don't go sightseeing. Wait for officials, authorities to get out. Do a damage assessment of roads and bridges to secure the area, to make sure it's clear. And they really would like people to stay inside.
Now, just 10 months ago, Hurricane Ivan hit not too far from where you are.
Exactly. And that's the good news here. Hurricane Ivan hit just along the Florida-Alabama line around, say, Gulf Shores and Perdido Key. And this time it was a little east of there, and so not so bad for those communities still recovering from the storm because there's debris still on those beaches left over from Ivan. We expect that there will be some storm surge damage, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Sandra Averhart of member station WUWF in Pensacola, Florida. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.